No screwing.
Maybe a little bit.
Alright, so.
Zero issues. Holiday half parts. Yeah.
And many more.
At least 12. Maybe 12.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Welcome to Zero Issues, Holiday Half Pints. We count down to Jesus Day. Let's start with...
Wait, Jesus Live Day or Jesus Dead Day?
Yes.
Cool. Or Jesus Live Again Day.
Live Again Day.
He's got all those days covered. This guy's got a lot of days.
They said he was retired, but he's back from the dead.
We need you for one more job, Jesus. I don't do that anymore. I'm a carpenter now. You were a carpenter before.
I have to perform. It's just in me.
Yep. I like it. So we're doing holiday half pints again.
Yep.
It's that holiday season, so yep. We're going to do quick little mini episodes leading up to the big day.
Yep.
December 25th. The big day.
That day.
That's the day.
Whatever it is.
The Super Bowl.
Yeah.
What do we got for episode one?
For episode one, by the time that this comes out, there might be an announcement on the whole Disney Fox thing.
Right.
People talking about it.
Yeah. With that in mind, if that all works out, Disney's going to be doing Fantastic Four and X-Men stuff.
Yeah.
Right.
So with that in mind...
Everyone's a princess.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Who's your favorite Disney princess? Mine's Lalandra. I wanted to talk about, doing X-Men in that universe.
Right.
And I think a good way, maybe not starting it off, but a really cool thing you could do is an X-Factor movie. And when I say X-Factor, I mean the original X-Factor, the original five X-Men.
Oh, the original five.
Oh.
Cast them with older actors.
Okay.
And then, there's so many other X-Men characters. You don't need those five. They can,
Yeah. They can do whatever else. You
know? So, they could be, doing an X-Factor thing where they're sort of covert, and that's why people don't really know about them.
Right.
Okay.
Because originally they started, they were like this agency that was supposedly helping or hunting.
Yes.
Hunting mutants, but they were actually helping them.
The Exterminators or something like that?
Well, that was a separate thing.
Exterminators
was like Artie and Leech and...
Right.
Weren't they part of that? They were sort of in the mix there during X-Factor, though, weren't they?
Sort of recruited? Not that I remember, but that might have been later on.
Yeah, they were called something anyway.
Yeah.
Something with an X in it, that's the answer.
They had two names at the same time,
yeah,
and both
yeah.
of them had an X in it.
All I know is everyone loves Strong
Guy. Sometimes
they
wore costumes.
Oh, not that X-Factor. Not that
one.
I know.
I love that X.
With that in mind, I've got my cast picked out for it, too.
Okay.
I looked up, only actors over 50.
Oh.
Oh, wow. So they've been at this for a while.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
So... for Scott, I originally wanted to go with Gary Oldman.
Oh.
That'd be a good yank. But I decided instead to go with Denzel Washington.
Oh.
Because Scott was the last person I cast, and I looked at everyone, and I was like, huh, bunch of honkies, huh? So.
How else are you gonna, do a metaphor for racial relations in the 60s?
That's. Kind
that's
of,
that. Yeah. Yeah, you know what? There you go.
You know what? It doesn't have to be subtle.
No.
I guess we're
right. Yeah, actually, and yeah, like I've seen a lot of shit. Cyclops.
Mm.
I like it. I like that a lot, actually.
Thanks.
Yeah.
This is what the episode that I get praise. I hope. For Jean, Julianne Moore.
Oh, she'd be good.
Mm-hmm. She don't take no shit.
She no.
For Bobby, that's right, Val Kilmer.
Now, is that Scarf Val Kilmer or Sans Scarf?
What are you trying to say?
I mean, it's really up to him.
I see where you're going.
No,
that's
no,
not
no,
that's
no.
Not at all what
apparently,
I meant.
Apparently, it's up to Gene. She decides.
There was a big thing for a while there that Val Kilmer had throat cancer. And he kept saying, I do not have throat cancer. But every time he went out, he was wearing a scarf. And it was, I was actually following him on Facebook, and it was the weirdest thing to watch.
That he just likes scarves.
I guess, just around there, very tightly. I don't know.
And I feel like Iceman could use a scarf.
Yeah.
To accessorize.
Yeah.
And a fun purse.
How many costumes has he had that have been that interesting? Well, I mean, he's just iced up.
Yeah.
But whenever he's got like a costume of some sort, it's a little underwhelming.
It is, yeah.
Compared to the rest.
It's just sometimes that big X.
Yeah.
Shoot me here.
Yeah.
Kick here.
He wears boots.
He can accessorize a bit.
Completely nude except for boots.
And,
Warren would be Tom Cruise, keeping with
okay.
The Top Gun.
Yeah. Yeah,
just because I had a difficult time finding like another hunky guy in that age range.
Yeah, and Warren's always been famously.
No, Brad Pitt wouldn't do that.
I don't think. Well, I don't know.
Dolph Lundgren. I'm rich.
Anthony Edwards. Come on, stick with Tom.
No, because we already have a good Beast.
Oh.
It's Frasier. Kelsey Grammer returns as Beast.
Yeah. That was a good decision in an otherwise terrible movie.
So it could be like a sort of thing where, you know, you do a couple X-Men movies first and then you introduce one of these guys as a supporting character.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, no, we don't do that. The original X-Men broke up years ago. Then they come back.
Yeah.
And they're awesome.
Yeah. Okay, I'd watch that movie.
Yeah.
I'd watch it. I might even pay to see it in the theater.
I would read that fan fiction.
Yeah.
It's just an X-Men comic. I've pasted celebrity faces over.
Just lovingly gluing Denzel Washington heads on...
on all of them, frankly.
Not really. Yeah. He can do anything.
I'm curious, you're writing something.
Sorry.
I'm just peering over your shoulder. Connecting the dots. These are ridiculous, but Iceman, John Cleese.
Okay.
We're going older and older. It's entirely Monty Python, that's fine.
For Beast is Clancy Brown.
Okay.
Because he's the Kurgan in Highlander. He had kind of a beastly thing going. Jean would be Kathy Griffin.
Oh, no.
Oh, you're a monster.
Yeah, total monster. Yeah, I'm not sure about Angel. I still haven't figured. But
it's kind of hard to cast. Huh?
Yeah. Cyclops though would be Willem Dafoe, because he would have like the whole garb over the head, but you could tell by the teeth.
Yeah.
Oh,
you can always tell by the teeth.
Yeah.
You could tell it was Willem Dafoe in the Green Goblin costume by the teeth.
Yeah.
There was a great laser fight.
That's it. I hope that
happens. I don't really have one.
You don't have one?
I was like, who am I going to jump to? Who should you snap up here?
I am sick of seeing young, hot hunks.
Let me
tell you.
Yeah.
I want to see some old hunks.
Listen, we got to keep these episodes as short as possible, so I'm going to abstain because I don't know what to say.
Let's at least find another angel.
Oh, yeah.
Who would be a good angel?
Mm. Willem Dafoe.
Yeah. The most beautiful man of all.
Christopher Walken. Because he's like a slightly more handsome Willem Dafoe.
That's true.
Slightly less messed up Willem Dafoe. Less hastily put together.
Probably a little less hung.
That easily is said. Yeah.
I feel like he can't be that... How are you going to fly with that?
That's his weapon.
That's gonna throw off your balance.
He just flies past you and...
Oh my god, he was hundreds of feet in the air!
You bring out the Angel Billy Club.
Cut to Angel. Oh!
God.
No!
And scene.
And if you like that, we've got 11 more for you.
I'm Merc.
I'm Kyle.
I'm Bri.
And we're all sorry.
See you tomorrow.